you bow in prayer with me, please? Our Father God, thank you for all that you have done for us, and thank you for reminding us that you watch us all the time. There isn't anywhere we can go, there isn't anything we can do, there isn't anything that can happen, that you aren't with us and know all about it. Thank you, Father, for being a God who protects us, who keeps from us that which would destroy us. Thank you, Father, for being a God who is patient and kind with us, that we might repent, turn from our sin and wickedness to you. And we do ask you to forgive us for our sins today. We ask you to help us to be more alert, to be more self-controlled. Remember to put on the full armor. To remember to let you guide us in our daily life and in our battles. God, we are so thankful for our salvation in Christ. We love you this morning and we thank you for the privilege of worship. We thank you for the blessing of mothers and motherhood. We thank you for the God-ordained family, for the way you set it up. And our Father, we thank you this morning that we still live in a land where we can gather unafraid and without fear and proclaim freely the gospel of Christ. And we pray that as we wait on your return, you will continue to give us the liberty and to give us the perseverance and the power and the courage that we need to stand for Christ, even if that means standing alone wherever we might be. Our Father, we pray this morning for those that are in darkness of some kind. It may be physical darkness. It may be spiritual darkness. And only you know the true weight of the burden, the true magnitude of the problem. And we ask that your grace, your mercy, your strength, the very presence of God might be felt in those lives and that they might be reassured that you know the way through the darkness. And we give you the praise and the honor and the glory for triumphs. God, we thank you for walking with those who have been in great trial and have seen you deliver them. We thank you for their testimony and we thank you for the privilege of sharing in the blessing. And Father, at this time we pray for all those here this morning and in the listening audience without a saving knowledge of Christ. You know every heart and you know it perfectly. And so it is my prayer this morning that you will do the speaking and that the Holy Spirit will have unrestrained liberty to work in our hearts as we look and consider the privileges of motherhood. God, help us to understand that it is not a singular calling. We have been called together as husbands, as wives, as brothers and sisters in Christ to stand in unity with one message to a lost and dying world. And so, Father, we ask you to minister. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. John Ortberg, in one of his books, tells about a stay-at-home mom who had an unusual way of answering when people ask her about her profession. When somebody would say to her, "What do you do?" she would give this answer: "I am socializing two Homo sapiens into the dominant values of the Judeo-Christian tradition in order that they might be instruments for the transformation of the social order." And then she would say, "And what do you do?"